It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. At last weekend's state Democratic convention, delegates voted to pass a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war.
The resolution passed 135-91 with just over 200 delegates voting, but more than 600 delegates were present at the event.
Pro-Palestinian protesters also interrupted a speech by Senator Tammy Baldwin, highlighting tensions within the state's Democratic Party over the ongoing conflict in the Middle East.
Now we're going to hear from two delegates with different perspectives on this weekend's votes.
Hiba Mohammed is a Democratic activist and organizer for Listen to Wisconsin. She was one of the delegates who voted in favor of the ceasefire resolution at the state convention this weekend. Hiba, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much for having me.
What specifically was in this ceasefire resolution that delegates passed at the state Democratic convention?
Yeah, thank you. So within the ceasefire resolution, which was passed in both the 4th Congressional District and the 1st before it made it to the state convention, was facts on the ground, right? So we named the scale of atrocities that Palestinians are facing, named it for the genocide that it is. And the biggest part here was the final clause, right? The resolved clause, which calls for an immediate unconditional ceasefire, an overwhelmingly popular position within the Democratic Party this weekend. And among Democratic voters in Wisconsin. So I'm very proud and pleased to see that the party members stood with this opinion and are hoping to hold Joe Biden and his administration accountable to the values that they purport to hold when it comes to justice and human rights.
Why was it important to you that Wisconsin Democrats in particular passed this resolution?
Mm-hmm. Well, we know the path to the White House runs through Wisconsin. Back in April, 48,000 Democratic Party voters voted uninstructed to send a clear message to Joe Biden that we demand a ceasefire, an end to the siege on Gaza, an end to U.S. military aid, and restoration of humanitarian aid to support Palestinians in their recovery. And this was a reminder to him that those voters want to see better, those voters which make up twice his margin of victory in 2020. And so to have the party's membership vote to affirm those positions was really important to remind Joe Biden that there isn't a winning coalition in November that doesn't include these anti-war, pro-peace voters. And that's the message that was sent this weekend.
The resolution passed among the delegates who voted, but about two-thirds-ish of the delegates at the convention didn't vote. Do you see this as an issue that's really top of mind as Wisconsin Democrats are looking ahead to the presidential election?
Yeah, I do think that it is top of mind for a lot of people here. The turnout for the vote was pretty typical for state conventions based on past experiences and knowledge of past conventions. And I think it's important to note that the folks who are in that room are self-selected party faithful, right? Folks who are going to be doing the grassroots work to elect Democrats up and down the ballot. And they're the ones who sent this message over the weekend. These are people who the party depends on. And if they're seeing this for what it is, if again, voters outside of this, the institution of the Democratic Party, but who vote Democratic, sent that message in April. These are things that cannot be ignored by the administration, by the Democratic Party structure, if they actually want to serve their voters and their party's base.
We're talking to Democratic activist Hiba Mohammed about the state Democratic convention last weekend, delegates passing a solution there calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Hiba, your organization, Listen to Wisconsin, campaigned for Democrats to vote uninstructed in the presidential primary instead of voting for Joe Biden or an alternative candidate. What did you see that accomplishing?
Yeah, so we want a policy change immediately. And that is why we chose to use the uninstructed primary effort as a way to send that message. There are a number of other efforts going on, which I think are important as well to demand accountability. But the point of our uninstructed effort was to say we need policy change now. We are using the leverage of this primary to send that clear message to him. And we did. We had those four demands clear as day. And our voters, 48,000 of them, said that unless there is a serious policy change on Gaza that includes an unconditional ceasefire, an end to U.S. military aid, and to the siege and restoration of aid, that we will not be voting for Joe Biden. And importantly, many of those voters said if there is a policy change, they will consider voting for Joe Biden come November. So we've given him a roadmap to make the policy changes in order to win. And now the ball is in his court, and we hope that he will listen to the repeated messages that we're sending.
You were just hinting at this. What would be at least a minimum from the Biden administration for that policy change that you think might convince people in your camp to rethink this?
For us, it's meeting all four of those demands. I know within this broader coalition of folks who supported Uninstructed and who support an end to this genocide, an immediate unconditional ceasefire is first and foremost. It is the bare minimum that is required right now. But we also understand that a ceasefire is not going to resolve the greater issue here that is continuing to kill Palestinians, which is the ongoing occupation, and this Zionist entity that is a settler colonial entity.
There were concerns. There was another resolution condemning anti-Semitism, a line specifically condemning the Hamas attacks last October, I believe, was removed before the final version of that. Would you want to see, is it okay, do you think, to include language condemning the Hamas attack in October that killed over 1,000 people?
Yeah, nothing precluded anyone from introducing a resolution that condemned Hamas. That was not the intention behind ours. Ours calls for an end to the violence on all sides and appropriately names the scale of genocide Palestinians are facing. The resolution you're referencing, it was actually not a reference to the Hamas attack. It was a reference to a rise in anti-Semitic incidents since October 7th. And the reason it was removed is that percentage uses the Anti-Defamation League's definition of anti-Semitism, which conflates anti-Zionism and criticism of Israel with anti-Semitism, which we've heard from Jewish folks around the world, really, that that conflation is dangerous and does nothing to protect the Jewish community from true acts of anti-Semitism. So that is why that line was removed. And I'm, again, glad that the party membership saw that for what it was, which was a way to chill free speech around Palestinian activism.
And Hiba, some of your fellow Democrats might say, hey, wait a minute, if you're not going to vote for President Biden, that might lead to a second Trump administration. Do you think that would accomplish your policy goals any better than a second Biden administration?
I think for folks who are concerned about Donald Trump winning because there aren't enough anti-war, pro-peace voters voting for Biden, need to take that to President Biden and to remind him that, again, the ball is in his court. We've given him a roadmap with our four basic demands through the Uninstructed campaign. And if they're afraid of Trump winning, Biden is the one who needs to earn our votes back. It shouldn't be the other way around, where we as voters feel like we have to save this tortured democracy. Our elected officials and our candidates need to be the ones who are doing the right thing in order to earn our votes. So I encourage them to continue pressuring the Biden administration.
Hiba, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hiba Mohammed is a Democratic activist organizer for Listen to Wisconsin. Now we'll hear from Democratic State Representative Lisa Subek of Madison, who's pushing for the party to support President Biden and his efforts in the Middle East. Representative Subek, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
Representative Subek, what was your reaction to this ceasefire resolution passed at the convention last weekend?
Sure. So unfortunately, there was not enough time to get through all of the resolutions at the meeting. I think that what was passed, unfortunately, came ahead of a resolution that would have called for adoption of the Biden peace plan, which includes a ceasefire, returning hostages, delivery of humanitarian aid, and really the opportunity for a last. And I think that most Democrats are really supportive of a lasting peace in the Middle East. We want to see a two-state solution. I think what we heard from your previous guest is a little bit different. And certainly she's part of an organized group that brought a number of people to the convention and made sure they were in the room for the resolution vote. Also sort of took up a good chunk of time that meant we couldn't get to a resolution brought forth by the Jewish caucus that really was a resolution in support of the Biden peace plan and where we were hearing folks were at. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, Wisconsinites all want, and Democrats stand pretty strongly for peace in the Middle East. We recognize the need for a two-state solution that recognizes the right to sovereignty for both Israel and Palestine. But at the same time, we recognize that we've got to get rid of Hamas. Hamas is an organized, recognized terrorist group. And as long as we have calls for an unconditional ceasefire, that only sets Hamas up to be able to continue to rebuild and continue to attack Israel. What most Democrats support is a lasting peace, and that means the return of the hostages, and it means being able to come to a conclusion with the two-state solution.
Representative Subek, of course, Wisconsin has very close statewide elections. Calls from some people saying, hey, we usually might vote Democratic because of Middle East policy. We might not or maybe will not, as we were just hearing there from Hiba Muhammad. What would you say to those voters?
Sure. So again, I would say that, you know, there's a lot of nuance here, and that's a pretty small group that is sort of on the edge or on the extremes on this issue. That said, I'm not sure that a Trump presidency is any better for them. I also would remind folks, though, that as long as, you know, Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East, and it is the Jewish state, and as long as Hamas is allowed to remain in power, that Jewish state is threatened. And, you know, most people don't want that. You know, the idea of terrorists running the show is really horrifying. What happened on October 7th was awful. And we will see more October 7th as long as Hamas is able to remain in power. So we want a quick and rapid end to what's happening in the Middle East. We want a lasting and enduring peace, though, not an end that allows it to simply keep flaring up again as it has over a period.
In just our last couple of moments, Representative Subek, we're focusing on one moment here at the Democratic state primary. Was the Middle East issue, you think, top of mind for most Democratic activists at the convention?
I don't think so. I mean, I was hearing about issues like threats to abortion, threats to access to health care, about issues at the core of our democracy. Those were the things that most people were talking about. At the end of the day, there was incredible support for President Biden, for Democrats up and down the ticket. And frankly, most people at the convention, my impression was, felt that Biden is on the right track and that he is the president that will lead us forward to a lasting peace in the Middle East, but he is also the president who will ensure that we have access to abortion and access to contraception. He is the president who will make sure our democracy stays intact.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to Representative Lisa Subek. We also heard from Democratic activist Hiba Muhammad.